Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Hi, this is Lucas Appel, U.S. Solo Dance National Champion, and you're listening to This Week in Skating.
Hey everyone, welcome to our podcast. I'm Daphne.
And I'm Gina.
And this is This Week in Skating.
As you know, solo dance has been gaining popularity, and this year it became an international discipline under the ISU. Helsinki Solo Ice Dance International and the Washington Pinkett Solo Ice Dance International are two events taking place in April as part of the inaugural international solo dance season.
2022 U.S. Solo Dance National Champion Lucas Appel competed in his first international competition in March. He won gold at the Maria Olszewska Memorial in Lodz, Poland. It was the first time a U.S. skater had competed internationally in solo dance. So we're excited to welcome Lucas back to This Week in Skating to talk about the experience and more about solo dance as a whole. So welcome, Lucas.
Hi, Lucas.
Well, thank you guys so much again for having me on. It's always a treat. Avid listener, avid fan.
Well, thank you.
We are excited to have you here to talk about your experience. You know, just when we're recording this, you're just getting back from being in Poland. So we are looking forward to talking to you about that. But I feel like we have to kick off a little bit. How'd you get started in skating and then pick ice dance and now solo dance?
So I got started in skating. So originally my family is from like the New York, New Jersey area, but my parents didn't skate at all. But when we moved to Florida, I was about 8 at the time. We had some family friends that invited us to go skating one time, and my sister fell in love immediately. My sister also skates, and she competes in freestyle. So she immediately loved it. And I was like, no, I don't like it. And so I was very artistic, and I love to do dance, and I love to draw, and I love to paint. So my sister got started with the Learn to Skate, and she started doing like little exhibitions. And my mom was like, you should really start. You would really like it. And I was like, no, I'm set in my ways. Even from a little kid, I was very stubborn. Still kind of am to this day. But anyway, it was actually when my sister was performing in one of her exhibitions, I saw two guys get on the ice. And I remember this very distinctly, that one did a Beetlejuice theme routine and one did a Pirates of the Caribbean theme routine. And after seeing both of those, I told my mom, put me in the classes, sign me up. I need to do what they're doing. So it was really seeing like men in skating, like that representation was like, you know, like, oh, I want to do that. I want to get started with that. So that's really like, and then ever since then, I got started with Learn to Skate USA and then the privates, then everything just took off from there.
And so what made you decide that ice dance was going to be your focus?
So, like I mentioned, my sister was a single skater. So we kind of like went through like the lower levels kind of at the same time. So we went to no test together, preliminary, pre-juvenile. And then once we started reaching juvenile, this was before they started doing a lot of the IJS stuff for the lower levels. So we weren't really getting as much detailed feedback. So when my sister and I were about to start juvenile, and still continues to be the little jumping machine. She got all her doubles. They were all clean. She was working on double axel because she was at that point where it was really good. And I was like, well, I don't really know if necessarily I want to go to the same competition and get like 20 points less than her because she had the jumps and I don't necessarily. So I was almost on the verge of like quitting. I was very much on the verge of like, I'm at peace with it. I can't jump. That's fine. This was before I knew about ice dance or solo dance. And like, I tried doing ice dance like before, just kind of as like a small little partnership here and there, just kind of playing with it and trying it out. But it was my coach at the time, who was Stephen Bellanger, and I still take with him to this day. And he was like, I think you should try solo dance. And this was 2018. So this was the first year it got incorporated with the IJS system. So I was like, you know what? I'll get a score. I'll get detailed feedback on my performances. You know what? Let's just give it a shot. So, and see how I like it. So we put together a free dance and got my patterns ready. And I remember I did the Atlanta Open in 2018. And then I just remember loving the feeling of competing in ice dance and getting that detailed feedback. And I was like, okay, we're sticking with this. This is what I want to do. And then the rest is kind of history since then, 6 seasons ago now.
Wow. 6 seasons.
I know. Wild.
Yeah, and I remember too, you have had several partnerships because I remember mm-hmm. photographing them
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, I did. So after that first year in solo dance, it was great. My goal that year was just kind of like experiment with it, have a good time with it. I didn't really know what to really think of it. But I made it to nationals that year. I qualified and I won juvenile nationals, juvenile solo combined, which was great. And I also won the patterns that went with that, the bronze solo pattern dances at nationals. And then after that season, I was like, you know what, let's try a partnership. So in 2019, I was competing in solo combined and patterns. And I was also doing the team partnership with my first partner.
So you know a lot about juggling.
Oh my god, it's after this past year. Yeah, really. Yeah,
there's a lot. Gina and I have joked about all the balancing we do when we do the podcast, and mm-hmm. we know that athletes very similarly are juggling multiple competing priorities, and it's hard sometimes to try to make sense of it all and how you're going to fit everything in.
And juggling school as well. I know, I think you're in school. Are you in your dorm room there?
I am in my dorm room, yes.
So why don't you take us through a typical day? Solo dance season has started. Last weekend, we're opening the NDS competitions.
Mm-hmm.
We're in full swing now. What is a regular training day look like for you?
For me, regular training day, waking up bright and early at 6 a.m., which we all love, 6 a.m., because at 6:45, I have to be at the rink. Luckily, I live on campus to the rink where I skate with Marina Zueva and her team of coaches, which is 5 minutes away from the university where I'm currently at. So I'll be in the car. I'll drive over at 6:45 a.m. We have off ice. So Marina leads like a half hour off ice. And by 7:15, we're all done with the group. I typically take a little extra time to like stretch and warm myself up. And then from 8 a.m. to around 1 p.m., I'm on the ice. You know, that includes lessons and training and the run-throughs and all that stuff. Gotcha. So yeah, so around 12:30, 1 o'clock, I leave the rink, and it depends on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I have two classes. So immediately from the rink, I'll drive back to school and I will go to my classes for the day. And then in the evening after that, I will go back to the rink, and I'm a private coach at my rink as well. So I will coach any lessons that I have that day. Or if I don't have any lessons, I'll come back to my dorm room, get some schoolwork done, or I'll go for a walk or a run. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I don't have a designated class where I have to be in person for them. So I have more availability to coach throughout the day. So then again, it's like I'll spend my time coaching and then I'll come back. And typically it's, do any remaining schoolwork and try to get to bed as early as I can.
That sounds like a
It's
very
like,
packed day.
yes.
Very much so.
So, the last time that we had you on, they had just announced that Solo Dance was going international. You and Brooke were super pumped about it. What does it look like now? Like, how do you feel now? We're trying to gauge kind of where this international season is going to go with the few competitions that have been announced so far.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still very thrilled. I'm still super excited that now we get to see solo dance on a global scale. And especially when I was in Poland talking to competitors from other countries like Spain and Great Britain and people from Poland and Slovakia, they were all talking about how amazing it is to see the growth and how other countries, like I was talking to the British girl and the Spanish girl that were in my event. And they were like, their federations are really excited about solo dance and how they're gonna potentially add internationals into their competition seasons at some point. So it's still a really exciting process, and I'm really excited for it to grow. And hopefully, eventually, within the next like season to 2 seasons, we get, more international opportunities, that there will be, maybe a Grand Prix, hopefully challengers, maybe even. But I'm still very grateful for, that now we're starting to see it on a larger scale.
So they released like the rules and all of the like, have they released all the competitions yet too for the season, or is it still kind of just growing a little bit and slowly, and being things are being announced?
As of I know for right now, I think it's kind of slowly getting announced as it comes along. As of right now, my coach, Ilya Chichenko, he was able to get like a list of kind of the competitions that were happening for the first half of the season. So through, I want to say like May. And that's kind of all we know as of right now. And then I'm guessing once, the regular for Ice Dance teams starts up in like July, as of July 1st, hopefully we'll know more as that gets announced.
I can totally see like Placid
I was
being an
gonna say that,
international.
Daphne.
Like I can so see it, right? I mean it we've got it for partner dance. I feel like it should be very easy to build something in. Maybe they have to add an extra day though, just because it does take more time to like figure things out, but I feel like they've got the infrastructure as far as they understand what it's like to host a domestic event and then to turn around and host, the international component to it too. I really love there's an Instagram, US Solo Dance Instagram. They keep me up to date on everything because they tag me in whatever is going on. IDC gets tagged, and I'm able to add it to our solo section because it's still growing. And in order to get as big as the rest of the site, it's going to take some time because it's been 25 years of building the rest of the site, and we're
Of course, and
really,
this has just kind of popped up.
yeah, this is we're really kind of in the first year, I think. And some countries have solo dance programs like that have been going on for a while. Like the US has the NDS, and Great Britain has had solo for such a long time. So I can keep track of some of those things. Not everything yet, but it's building. Yeah. It's going to take some time to get it all built up. But yeah, they keep me on top of what's happening. I really appreciate it because between all the two disciplines, it's a lot. So with Worlds ending the regular skating season, now I get a couple of months to really focus on promoting solo. And so I'm excited to get to do that because we started doing some stuff last year, kind of in the season. This is kind of the first full season that we're able to do some
now promotion. Lucas, in the U.S., solo dance is kind of picking up now, right? Where
yes,
partnered dance is wrapping up. So yeah, just remind yes. people what the season looks like for solo dance.
Yeah, so the season for solo, so it's kind of almost flip-flop of what teams are currently doing. So for right now, in the domestic season, in order to qualify for nationals, the competitions start around this time, March, April, and they go through August, like I want to say beginning of August, and then that's when the qualification season closes, and then you typically, sometime in August, will get your nationals confirmation. Then in September is when our nationals is held.
Okay. And is the international season going to sort of follow that same sort of setup, or you're not quite sure what's going on with the international events?
To be honest, I'm not 100% sure how the structure is going to completely ebb and flow. With the international season, I mean, whatever I feel like the ISU throws at you, you're just kind of like, at least for right now, you're kind of like, well, there's an opportunity. Let's take it. Let's figure it out. Let's make it work. Let's make it happen. So, I mean, like, I know for me, coming back from nationals, there were rumblings of like, oh, you might go to, like, there is something potentially in Poland really, you know, soon. So that's why I came back from nationals and was like, I took like, no, I don't even think like a full week off. And I was like, all right, we have to put together at least a whole new rhythm dance.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you just kind of have to be, but I do think it was great because it really did help me prepare to start like this early on in the year, because I typically never have started this early. But I feel like because I was already like thinking like, okay, we need to put together at least like one, like a rhythm dance. I was like, all right. So it makes me start doing the run throughs earlier. It makes me start getting prepared earlier. So I was like, at least I was grateful for that aspect at least.
Well, and we should mention that solo dance follows what the partnered ice dance does the year before or that season before. So while ice dance is finishing up with the 80s rhythm dances, solo dance is kicking off with 80s rhythm dances. I'm really interested in the music choices that the solo dancers pick and how they are the same or different from what the partner dancers picked.
Yeah, I mean, being at the dance camp and being able to kind of see, because on the last day of the camp, there is the one-on-ones portion, and you know, it's, you know, if you're there in the rink, you get to see, you know, what people are skating to, what their new programs are. So I mean, I want to say it's very reminiscent of what teams are doing. Like, I'm skating, my rhythm dance selections are Footloose movie medley. So I mean, I know there were some teams this season doing Footloose as well on the junior and senior levels. Just off the top of my head, I think Brooke is doing like Paula Abdul. I saw some teams doing Paula Abdul. I think there's like Michael Jackson. I saw some Janet's at the camp. So I definitely want to say it's very reminiscent, because I've seen at least one team do something that I've seen at the camp. I've seen, you know, someone's doing like Walk Like an Egyptian as well.
Oh,
so it's like really fun.
That's not one I saw this season.
I think I saw one team do it. I think I saw, I want to say it was at Lake Placid. I'm forgetting the team, but I definitely like remember like seeing it and being like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that sounds fun. That sounds a little bit different. I'm down for different because there's a lot of music from that decade that did not get used this time, so I'm hoping, you know, maybe in the future, if they do it again, there's just a lot to pick from.
That is true.
Yeah, so I'm already starting to kind of curate a list of things that I will publish. Another playlist.
There you go.
So you were talking about opportunities. How did it come about that you were selected or chose to compete in Poland?
So with this one, so I was always inquiring about, like, hey, ever since December of like 2022, when it first got published on like the US figure skating page, like, hey, there's this thing. It's like, it's gonna happen. And I immediately, and you know, if you ask like anybody that is involved with solo, like it was probably like every month or so, I was like, hey, do you know anything? Hey, is there any new info? And they were kind of like, no, nothing yet. We'll let you know if there's something. Yet I would still email and ask just because I'm like, I just want to know. So I heard more rumblings, like, once we got closer to nationals, that something was going to happen, like, the rules were going to come out, that things were going to get published, and it was right around Christmas time, right before I went to go see my family over the holidays, and that whole page on the ISU got posted with solo dance and the international rules, and I was like, oh my god, this is great. I was so excited, and so I want to say it was right after the new year. I got an email from someone from US Solo Dance, and they were like, hey, I know you were asking about this. Here's the information for this competition in Katowice, Poland. So it was kind of like an international, but it was really the Polish nationals for solo dance, but if you wanted, other countries could go and compete there. And I was like, oh, okay. And I follow a girl from Great Britain on Instagram, and I saw she went and she won in the senior division. And I was like, oh, well, that's great, you know, that there's international opportunities for it. But then I was like thinking, like, oh, this is at the end of February. I don't have my costumes yet. I just got back from the holidays. I'm going to dance camp. And I would, if I chose to do the competition, I would literally have to fly from dance camp to Poland to go and compete. So I was like, oh, that's a lot. So at first I was like, okay, you know what? Maybe I won't go to dance camp. Maybe I'll just go and compete there. But then my coach Ilya got back from nationals. He went to the national development camp, and he was able to obtain like a list of like the competitions that were internationals. And so when he came back, he showed me the list and was like, these are the ones that I have, you know, or at least have a list of. And so the one on there was Lodz, Poland, and that was a few weeks later. I was able to get my costumes in time. I was able to get the feedback from the camp and obtain it. So I was like, I emailed the person at US Solo Dance and was like, hey, would it be okay if I did this competition? I know you didn't send me that info, and he was like, yeah, of course, here, let me send you the info so you can register and sign up and go and compete there. And so I'm very grateful. It was John at US Solo Dance. Thank you, John, because that figuring out how to register for that was a little bit confusing, because again, this is all brand new to everybody. So yeah. Thank you, John. But no, so he sent me the information. I was able to register and sign up. And it was a really, so that's kind of how everything happened. Initially, it was like, oh, I think I'm going to have to compete like super, super early. Then I was able to like push it back and be like, okay, I have some time. You know, I was able to get everything in order and then able to go.
So what was it like competing there? I mean, what was the experience like?
It was really, I've never been to Europe before. I've never even been out of the country before, except for like when I was like a baby with my parents. But like, I, you know, not going to retain that information. I could barely retain where I put my skates every day. So, you know, that's kind of like, but no, so I was, it was great going to Europe. We were lucky. We got a direct flight and, meeting the people. That was like I met so many amazing people there, from the British Federation, the Spanish Federation, the Polish Federation. Huge shout out also to the ISU and everyone that ran that competition in Lodz, Poland. It was so well run. Everyone was so lovely, so nice. I could not speak more highly of that competition. It was like it was so well organized. But going and competing there was great. I got there. The first day was like a practice day, so we got on and it was really great to be out there with other solo dancers from other countries and kind of seeing what they're doing. And then the following day was the rhythm dance day. And so when they announced, like, you're like representing the United States of America, I was like, oh wow, this is like real. This is like a surreal feeling. And then I competed in my rhythm dance, and again, this is like the first time like it was with an international judging panel. I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna be scored. I was just kind of like, I just hope I do well and I'm happy with it, and kind of seeing how that goes. And I was really, I was very fortunate that, officials liked my routine and I got good marks, especially for being this early in the year. Same thing with the free dance the following day. And especially the day that I did the free dance, at that point, all the other ice dance events were about done. And so, like, I was the final skater to go in the lineup. So everyone was like cheering and so supportive, like, and meeting all the other like people that were not competing like in the senior event, but like, in the juniors and the lower levels. So nice and so lovely. Like, it was just such a great feeling to go and compete there.
Is Poland have a big solo dance?
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Community there.
I would say it's on the verge of starting to grow a lot. In my event, I believe there were two or three Polish skaters representing Poland. I know in the junior field, because a girl that I train with, she represents Thailand, and she actually made history for Thailand, I believe, as being like the first ever ice dancer in general to represent Thailand internationally. Which was really exciting. So, in the junior field, I know that there were skaters from Poland in there, and especially at the lower levels too, there was a lot of them in there, like the advanced novice and stuff like that. So I definitely think it's growing. And speaking to, I guess, like the organizing committee and Polish officials and coaches there, they are very excited about solo, and they're really excited to see it grow. And they're really grateful for outlets like IceDance.com, where they And This Week in Skating, where they have said, we've seen your stuff like online posted by IceDance.com, This Week in Skating. Like so they see it and they're like, this is how we are getting like resources and seeing how skating from the US is, or and Great Britain, and other countries. So they're really grateful for the work that you all are doing.
That's really nice to hear because it Sometimes when you put things together, like when Gina and I are recording the podcast or I'm working on IDC, Gina's working on FSO, you just never know who's reading or who's watching. Mm-hmm. You know that it's mm-hmm. impactful. You know that people appreciate it, but it's great to hear things like that because sometimes you can get overwhelmed with the number of things that you're trying to manage. And
yeah,
you can look back at that and it kind of just gives you kind of a kick in the butt to keep going. Because it's a challenge and things are mm-hmm. like this podcast has, we're going to be coming up on 2 years in May and
wow.
yeah, it's grown so much that we're, I think, constantly in awe of what's happening.
Yeah, totally.
I've been an avid fan. I've been an avid fan.
Well, thank you, Lucas.
So, thank you.
So, no, they're really, like, really appreciative because that's how we're connecting with Solo Dance, because I was talking to some people from the Spanish Federation and I went up and introduced myself and they're like, oh, we've seen your videos online. We've seen articles from, like, icedance.com and we're, you know, I'm like, so it's like they really appreciate, because they can see it and that's how they're like relating and seeing like the skating from other countries, especially in solo, since this is really like the first international competition for it.
I know. I look back at all the number of years that Lake Placid has hosted Solo Dance and to think that it's gone from where I saw it in the beginning to where it is now it's just a metamorphosis, really. Like, it's just mm-hmm. incredible to see. And to see the joy, too, in competitors that go out there and give everything they have in their performance, it's so difficult, at least in the U.S., to find a partner because of the mm-hmm. number of, there's a ratio of men to women that there are just not enough men for all of the women that are looking for partners. And so to have yeah. this opportunity for athletes to be able to go out and share a side of themselves through their performance, I think it's really special.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that is such like a huge game changer. Like, I'm seeing posts online and, you know, through US Solo Dance being like, this is, you know, this was this person's first ever solo dance competition, first ever ice dance competition, first ever. So it's really crazy to see how much it's grown, even especially since I've started, like back in 2018, and how I really think COVID has shaped and changed, like post that, like this, the level of skating, like especially at this past nationals, was so elevated. And like, you know, there was such like the free dances at nationals, it was like you could tell the crowd was so excited, the rink was packed, and you could tell, like, especially once they got to the final warm-up group for senior, you could tell it was like good skate after good skate after good skate. So you could tell like the audience was getting like really excited as it was just like building. So I think that just draws more people into it as well to see that.
I think so, too. I think especially when you see someone doing something they love and they can mm-hmm. pull you into their performance, I think it has a huge effect. And solo, I think now given this opportunity to be international, it's opening up a whole new number of doors for exposure and interest to build. So I think it's going to be yeah. really exciting to see how it develops.
Yeah, like even the skate companies now, like as soon as it got announced as international on the ISU website, I remember, I think it was like the same day or the next day, I got a message from Adeya and Skates US and they were like, we want to give you a sponsorship. We want to promote this. We want to highlight this. So I was at the US Championships because they were like, you know, can you come and let's do like professional photographs, and they had my banner there, which was insane. It was like right next to like Madison Chalk and Evan Bates, and I was like oh my god, like this is like whoa crazy. But I was like, you know, so it's like, and then talking with the people that are involved, at least at Adeya and Skate2US, because I wear their boots, they're so very like, we want to really highlight this, you know, it's so great, you know, it's that there is this exposure for it and there's such a huge interest in it.
Yeah, I've been amazed at the amount of interest. Because all I keep thinking is, solo dance has been it's been around for a while. This isn't mm-hmm. anything new. The international headline is new, but the athletes yeah. and their training has been around for years.
Yeah, I think because of now the tag of international, I think that's what's drawing a lot more people to it, because they're seeing like, all right, this is new, but how is it going to grow? Mm-hmm. How is this going to change and mold? And I also feel like, especially post-COVID, when, you know, for whatever reason, I feel like a lot more people joined into solo just as a way to, you know, still compete, still improve their skating, maybe use it as an outlet to find a partner. You know, it was, I think, and then seeing that and people taking the time during COVID to really refine their skills, I think, especially like the 2021 year when it really kind of picked up again, you could see there was an elevation in the skating. And then each year since, it's like, there's someone new on the scene. This one got better. I want to see what that person's doing and that person's doing. And I want to say, like, the past two nationals have been some of the strongest, like, solo dance skating I've seen in my years of doing it.
Yeah.
So it's only, like, up from here.
Yeah, it's very competitive at the junior and senior levels, I've noticed. There's definitely a lot of excitement when it comes to the competition. And this year we did something a little bit different. We had Brooke actually wanted to be a mm-hmm. correspondent. And so yeah. I didn't know what to expect with what she was going to do, but she was so professional in every video, the way she approached it.
She was fantastic.
It was amazing. And all I could think is, we got to do this more. Like, we can't do it for every competition, but if we could do it at least for nationals and then maybe international, it would be great. Because I think that just elevates it even more and more, because you can put it, like, on Reels. It mm-hmm. can be on Instagram. It can be on TikTok. It yeah. can be everywhere, because people like those little snippets.
Yeah, and Brooke did an amazing job at Nationals with doing the corresponding, and it was fantastic. It was fantastic because, yeah, it gets the audience to relate to the skating, see all the hard work that has gone into, you know, us as skaters, just like team, putting together our rhythm dances, our free dances, our pattern dances. And, you know, like, some skaters compete in all three disciplines, at least here in the States. You know, they do the shadow, the pattern, and the combined. So it really is, it's great to see that, you know, and it's great to have that connection. So definitely, I would say, you know, and again, that's, you know, just a great job. And that's why so many people were so complimentary of IceDance.com and This Week in Skating, and just like, you know, that's how we know you. That's how we can see, you know, your stuff online, because, you know, you guys do such an amazing job, you know, publicizing it in such a great way.
Now, where is Solo Dance Nationals? Just out of curiosity.
It is in my home state.
Yes, it's a little two hour
drive from me in Tampa, Florida. I think specifically Wesley Chapel, Florida. That's where it is. I am very excited that Nationals is in my home state, finally.
Yeah, we were having a conversation the other day about events in the South where it's warmer in the winter.
Yeah.
And how it would be nice to go to Hawaii for Nationals sometime.
Of course.
You know, a southern state just because it's warmer.
Yeah, U.S. figure skating needs to hear this. They haven't announced where Nationals is next year.
Yeah, we don't know where Nationals is, or Skate America, so we're thinking,
warm climates, yeah, there please.
Yeah.
Yep, there you go. Skate America, listen, put it in an arena in Florida. There you go. Nice and warm. Nice and sunny. But yeah, so I'm really excited. I'm really excited Nationals is going to be here in Florida. It's a quick 2-hour drive, and it's really funny. That rink where Nationals is going to be, that was the rink where I first ever competed in solo dance.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of like a full circle moment.
That's a homecoming moment.
Yeah. So like 6 years later, like, you know, that it's just like, oh, you know, I get to go back and compete there and, you know, have this kind of And I got to recreate the photo that I have with Steven, because he put me out. He was like my main solo dance coach at the time. And I remember exactly where we were standing. So we have to recreate that photo when I'm there.
So Lucas, what events are you competing in this season? Now that your season has kicked off, what are you looking
You're
at?
You're an international medalist already.
Yeah. I am. That's crazy. And kind of backtracking a little bit, like I was talking with Marina and she was like, I don't think there's been anyone from the United States that's ever competed internationally in solo. And I was like, yeah, no, I don't think so either. And she was like, you're going to make history. I was like, am I? And then it kind of set in like 2 days before I was like leaving. I was like, oh my God, I am. So she was like, go and represent in her Marina way, go and represent well and just do your job. So she was, but she gave me some great wise words before going. So this season, yeah, so I did Maria Ozlexa Trophy Memorial. And that was great. My next competition, it's going to be in like a month. I'm going to do the Florida Open. It's a quick 2-hour drive for me. I've done the competition years past. Really great up in Orlando. And that'll just put me into the season to get me started with to have a score in the series.
Yes.
And then at the end of the month, I will be at Pickin. I'll be doing the international competition there. And then after that, I'm taking May off. June, my home rink is going to have the competition, Hertz Arena, where I train. So it's a quick 5-minute drive. Might as well do it. And then in July, I'm going to definitely do Dallas again. I really enjoyed going last year. That was so much fun. And then I'm going to do Lake Placid for sure.
Excellent.
And then, hopefully we see, hopefully the international portion gets added into it, because I would love to do that.
Yeah.
If they have the international component with it, and then nationals, and then kind of seeing from there what else might pop up at the end of the year. Or because I was talking to one of the skaters from Great Britain, they were like, oh yeah, maybe we might have an international in October
They very well could, because they have a number of different competitions throughout the season. And I think adding an international component probably would work for them.
A really smart move, because they seem to have a lot of depth when it comes to solo dance as well, similar to the States. So I definitely think that would be really, really interesting. So we'll see what happens and pops up down the line from there, or see what might pop up as things get announced throughout the year. Maybe something will pop up right in the smack dab in the middle where it's like, oh, I want to do that, or oh, I want to go to that one, or nope, we're not going to do that one, we're going to do this one instead. So, but as of right now, that's the current competition plan.
Sounds busy. Melanie is going to be at Pickin. That's been yay. Yep.
So excited.
And I'm going to be in Dallas, and yay. IDC is planning to celebrate 25 years in Lake Placid.
That's awesome.
This year,
so. And I plan to be in Lake Placid year. So,
there you go. It's a whole this week in skating gathering.
Yeah.
Yes.
In one place.
Yes, it is.
At the culmination, at the epicenter of all ice dance in
the
United States.
So it now means to be an international for solo dance. Yeah.
I am praying. I'm crossing my fingers. Regardless, I'll still go. But I do hope there is an international component for Lake Placid, just because they have the officials there.
Yeah.
Everybody's there.
So let's just do it.
Hopefully it can be there. Exactly. Exactly.
Agreed.
Let's just do it.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us, because I know that you were just in Poland. So getting back, we just really wanted to be able to talk to you and hear more about your trip. And we're going to close out the podcast with some of our fun questions. Gina.
Ooh. Yeah. Did we talk about the fun questions with you the last time?
We did not.
Oh, we didn't.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
So.
All right. So we'll do all of them then. All right.
Ooh.
So we'll start with, you're a new addition to the Crayon Box. What color would you be and why?
Ooh. I probably say like I'd probably say bright yellow.
Okay.
Yes, I would say bright yellow because it's like, I try, at least I try to give off like very like positive energy or and like and happy vibes, even though, sometimes not life ain't always happy. I try to spin it in a way where it's like, well, it happened for the right reasons. It happened for the right purpose. So I always try to find the positive outlook, and I feel like yellow is a good color of that.
Well, other than your skates and costumes and all of the skating related items, what's one thing that you pack in your suitcase that you can't travel without when you go to a competition?
Oh, I can show you actually. Hold on. I got this at my first ever ice dance comp, my first ever qualifying dance competition. So in 2019, 2018 Atlanta Open, when I competed in juvenile solo dance, and it is a stuffed cactus.
Oh, I love it.
And
It's so
I
cute.
bring it, and it has been with me for the past 6 years.
So
And I travel with it to every competition. It gets packed in my suitcase. It came with me to Poland. It just has a lot of special meaning to me because I was, I think my parents bought it for me at this little store in Atlanta after I was done competing. And I was like, you know what? I think it's like a little good luck charm. So it's stayed with me for the past 6 years and it's gone to
oh,
every competition.
that's so
That is so
cute.
cute.
All right, if you had a time machine, would you travel to the future or back to the past?
Oh, that's a tough one. I would go back to the past and I would probably give myself some like advice of like middle school me of like, hey, it's all gonna work out. Don't worry right now. It's like once you get to, I don't know, like sophomore year of high school, after this thing called COVID, you'll figure it out. It'll be
Yeah.
fine.
I wish,
You'll figure everything
I
out.
think we all wish we could do that.
Yeah, I think we all wish we could go back and tell ourselves, hey, you're gonna have this thing called COVID
COVID,
coming up.
yeah.
You're
It's
gonna
gonna be
survive.
scary. It's gonna be, yeah, it's gonna change things.
Oh,
So,
yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
Okay, so what TV show are you currently binging or watching?
Oh, current TV show I'm binge watching. Right now I am watching two shows currently. The one that's kind of already finished and I just have it on to watch is Steven Universe from Cartoon Network. I'm a big like cartoon fan, so I love that show. It's such an amazing show, the music and everything like that. And the one that's currently airing, I'm a big fan of the show RuPaul's Drag Race, which is like currently airing. I'm a big fan of that one. So I watch that every Friday when that comes out. And I watched it was funny enough, the night before I left to go, the day before I went to go to Poland, I watched the episode with my dad. And he was like, oh, and he was like, that one's dress is funny. I don't get it. And he was like, I was like going through all the names and he's like, I like that one. I don't like that one. I was like, okay. But no, it was a lot of fun. So those are the two shows right now that I'm currently watching.
Gonna add one here, Daphne. Lucas, what is one piece of music you would like to skate to that you haven't skated to yet?
Oh my gosh, that is like I have a whole Spotify playlist dedicated to this. Oh my gosh. So narrowing this down is so hard. I feel like if I was able to edit the music properly and make it a little more skating appropriate, my favorite song of all time is Back to Black by Amy Winehouse. So I would love to skate to that one day if I was able to figure out the music editing. But I think one that I would also love to skate to one day in the future, and my sister actually skated to this back when she was in juvenile. And I want to skate to Skyfall by Adele really badly. I know it's kind of like a war horse a little bit in like modern music, but it's such an amazing song. So I would love to skate to that one day.
That is great. And the last one, if you were stuck on a deserted island with three figure skaters, past or present, who would you be stuck with?
Oh, past or present. Oh my goodness. That is That is a oh wow.
Now,
I think okay.
if you've listened to the episodes before, you know you can either stay on this island or you can try to get off the island. It's up to you.
I think it depends on the people. That's
right.
The question. I think it depends on the people that are on there. I think because she would keep everyone really calm, it would have to be Marina Zueva, of course. I feel like she would keep everything really mellow, really chill. And, you know, she'd be like, it's okay, let's all just meditate, have a good time, not stress. And then I feel like another skater I would love to be on a deserted island with, I feel like Madison Chalk would be really fun to like hang out with and all that stuff on a deserted island. I don't know why. I feel like she'd like make some like crafts and stuff and be like, here, we can do this to kill time. Here, we can do this to have fun. I'd be like, okay. Cause she's very like, very artsy. And I admire that really, really. I do, because I'm not crafty or artsy whatsoever. And then probably the final skater. I mean, just cause she's so smart and she's currently going to Berkeley, my dear friend, Angela Ling. I love her to pieces. Probably her, because she's very, very smart. So one, she'd be the comedic relief I need. And two, she would be like, okay, this is how we're going to like figure everything out. So I would have someone for like calming me down, meditating, someone to keep me entertained, and someone to be like, okay, this is how we're actually going to survive.
Those are great.
Yeah.
So Lucas, if folks are interested in following you on social media, can you let folks know where they can find you?
Yeah. Yes, of course. So I have Instagram. That's where I'm like pretty most active. Instagram, it's just my name, Lucas, two underscores in a row, and then my last name, Appel, APPEL. And then I do have a TikTok, Lucas Appel Skates, SK, the number 8, and then S. I have Threads as well, which Instagram, Twitter, I don't really use it that often. But yeah, I am also on there if you want to give a follow or reach out. But yeah, no, please definitely reach out if you are interested in talking about all things solo dance, because I try to answer if I can. So please, please
do. And we'll put that all in our show notes so that people can find you.
Awesome.
Yes. So thank you, Lucas, for joining us
yes.
on this episode. It was great to have you.
And we'll see you in Lake
well,
Placid.
Thank you guys so much.
Yes.
See everyone this season.
Yes.
Wishing everyone a healthy, happy season.
Yes. Gina, can you let folks know where they can find us?
Well, you can find us at our website. It's thisweekinskating.com, on social media, including the site formerly known as Twitter, at @thiswkinskating. Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, it's This Week in Skating. We love your feedback or your questions. You can reach out to us on social media or email us at thisweekinskating@gmail.com.
And if you are enjoying our episodes, please join us in our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. We have reached the end of our episode. Thanks for listening. I'm Daphne.
And I'm Gina.
And you've been listening to This Week in Skating.
Have an ice week.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.